This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel faced mounting international pressure, including from its main ally, the United States, to do more to protect Palestinian civilians in Gaza as the death toll rose and fighting intensified between Israeli forces and Hamas militants near and around hospitals. At the United Nations during a Security Council meeting on Friday, World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said,
"On average, a child is killed every 10 minutes in Gaza."
Attacks on Hamas continued by Israel on Friday night, lighting up the sky above Gaza City. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ukrainian naval drones sank two small Russian landing boats in Crimea. This information coming from Ukraine's military intelligence, while troops braced for further Russian assaults in the east. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said on Friday, the U.S. government has seen evidence that Chinese firms may be aiding in the flow of equipment to Russia's war effort, despite Western sanctions. She said she urged China to crack down.
"We do see evidence that there are Chinese firms, and I'm certainly not saying with the knowledge of the Chinese government, but some Chinese private firms that may be aiding in the flow of this equipment and material to Russia."
Yellen said she raised the issue during 2 days of meeting with Chinese Vice Premier He Guofeng, expressing concern that equipment helpful to Russia's military was evading the sanctions. This is VOA News. Global cases of tuberculosis continued to rise last year. Henry Ridgewell says the latest annual report from the World Health Organization says disruption to health services caused by the COVID-19 pandemic is one of the reasons.
The World Health Organization estimates COVID-related disruptions resulted in almost 500,000 excess deaths from TB in the 3 years from 2020 to 2022. The report also reveals a concerning lack of progress in some areas. Dr. Luchika Ditiu.
"We have a pretty difficult situation on people with drug-resistant TB as well as childhood TB."
But the fight against TB is getting back on track. The number of cases diagnosed globally last year was 7.5 million, the highest ever recorded. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Increasingly violent protests led by right-wing demonstrators have rocked Madrid, Spain in the recent days. Reuters correspondent Gillian Kitchener says it's over a widely unpopular deal between Spain's acting prime minister and Catalan separatists.
The controversial deal will grant amnesty to separatist activists who attempted an illegal breakaway in 2017. In exchange, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez will get their support, paving the way for him to remain in power. But opposition leaders described it as giving into blackmail by independence leaders and a sign the country was veering back to a dictatorship. The separatist party's founder, Carles Puigdemont, who has been living in exile in Belgium and faces charges as a leader of Catalonia during the drive to secede, hailed the agreement as a change of narrative.
Reuters correspondent Gillian Kitchener, who says after Sanchez's socialist party failed to clinch a minority, they made the deal with the separatists to stay in power. Students from Karabakh University in Kenya's Rift Valley have developed a method for turning grass into flour, then fortifying it for human consumption.
That flour can replace maize in the common Kenyan dish, ugali, at a time when many families are struggling with the high cost of living.
Considering the prices of maize flour, which is the staple food in Kenya, it has actually risen with above 50%. And we find that most people cannot be able to afford.
EcoStarch flour is made by converting grass to edible flour through enzymatic processes. The students have mostly been using Bermuda grass, but say any species of grass can work. Juma Majanga, VOA News, Kabarak University, Kenya.
You can see that full story on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman.